At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
No matter what you're looking for in a non-alcoholic beer, there's only one name that has it all. Athletic Brewing Co. Full flavor? It's athletic. Huge variety? It's athletic. Award-winning styles you can get online, at the bar, or the grocery store? It's athletic. In fact, when it comes to amazing non-alcoholic beer, there's no question. It's athletic. Ask for it and find out. Go to askforathletic.com to find your closest retailer today. Near beer.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. We got the Blue Bucks clan in here. House Phone put me on the podcast recently. Mm-hmm. Had to get me familiar, so I got to thank House Phone for that. But now you guys are making a name for yourselves real quick. You guys are very quickly becoming some of the most talked about underground, up-and-coming dudes out of L.A. It was very exciting.
Yeah, man.
And the music is crazy. Yeah, you were trying to tell me. Tell me about that. You told me that you ran over me at the store. What was that like?
I forgot what day this was. I didn't even know y'all. I didn't even know you had that shit right there.
Okay.
And I was with my homies from, they was from out of town. They like, man, let's go walk around. And I'm like, you know, I'm from here. I'm like, bro, I'm not finna go walk around in Hollywood. And
niggas ain't trying to walk around.
It's broad day for nothing to do. Like,
that's some different shit.
And then he like, I'm like, we go on Melrose. They got some stores and shit. And then he walking over there with his dog.
Uh-huh.
And he like, bro, that's, I'm like, who? Come over here, come on. He like, he went and bought a soda at the store.
Oh, man. Hell yeah, there we go.
And we walk over there, you on, let me see.
What was I doing, playing with the ball stick?
He was on that shit.
Oh, okay.
He was trying to give me the rap. I'm like, hell no.
Oh, that shit, when we were having everybody do freestyles in the shop and shit?
But you ain't know he was a rapper though, right?
Oh, no, okay, it was day that the girl smoked the blunt from between my toes, remember that?
Wait, what?
Yeah, there was. Why? And you know what's crazy is that girl did that, and then like a couple months later, she's like a big porn star. She's like doing real deal porn and shit.
Legendary.
And a couple months before that, she's smoking on my toes. Where are you guys from though, exactly?
South Central.
South Central, LA.
Okay.
LA.
And y'all have been friends since the early days, or how'd y'all come together?
Shit, football, little league football, Pop Warner. High school.
Which little league team y'all play for?
Demos.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You ever play against Blueface?
Nah. We didn't play in LA. I don't
Who we play for?
I don't know.
We play in the Snoop League.
Facts.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know that he like went to college and did that shit or whatever.
Yeah. That's different.
We was playing too. You know, we all. I feel like for a minute that was the thing. Like that was what people like. That was our generation. It was sports. People trying to go to college and.
Yeah. When did that shit change? That's what I'm saying.
Shit, I don't know.
When did that shit change and everybody just...
But everybody want to be
really
rappers
over,
now.
But it's like, shit, I don't know.
Everybody wants to be a perk dealer now.
I don't know.
No?
all the young niggas, they not playing sports no more. They just like, you know... I didn't play sports though. I was like skateboarding ass nigga, you feel me?
I played all the way through college. Mm-hmm. All that.
Y'all give a lot of sports references out. That's why.
Hell yeah.
You look like you play basketball though. You look like a basketball ass nigga.
Wow, is that an attack?
Nah, I'm just saying. Like you look like a you
I
know
can
like
do it all,
like you dunking on niggas or some shit. What position y'all play in football?
Corner.
Safety, wow. Linebacker.
I felt that.
Play everything. See all type of shit.
Should we try to get the mic like a little bit more between you guys? I wasn't expecting this. I didn't realize what we were dealing with at first. My bad.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, like a little bit. Closer or whatever. I don't know who's gonna be talking more. Or how we can? We don't have a fifth mic though. That's something we're lacking on. No.
You can hear me?
Yeah.
We good.
Oh yeah.
All right. So when y'all met, y'all wasn't on music at first when y'all first met. I'm assuming, right?
I was like 10, 11 years old.
Oh yeah, I felt that. I felt that.
They was younger. I came around. I was probably like 10, and they was probably like 8.
Okay.
Yeah, I was 10, rapping at 10.
9 or something.
I was definitely trying to rap at 10. I was probably the only one.
We didn't start rapping till like what? 2018.
Summer 2018.
How'd y'all come up with the name though? Where'd I get the name from?
Shit, just playing around with money. Me and this nigga.
I wasn't even there when they came in with it.
Oh, word?
Just playing.
Yeah.
fucking around.
Wait, so how many official Blue Bucks Clan members is it? Or like just the homies, like, you know, like how many?
There used to be more rappers.
Yeah, the first tape, it was more niggas, and then y'all kind of just trickled down to just y'all two rapping.
This shit always happens, man. There's always like a consolidation process. I don't know who's going to talk about us. We got to like just fucking, if that's you want to just lean in when you use
the mic. That's what the people wanted. You know, they just really wanted me and him.
Yeah.
So it's like, we just kept doing that. It was working.
Was that a hard split at any point to like, you got to sort of tell the homies that like the group is getting slimmed down a little bit at a certain point?
Nah, it ain't even that. It's just shit. We just was the ones going to the studio more, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Who was influencing you guys that made you want to rap in the first place?
Him.
Why? So, from a musical standpoint or from
he just
like
man, we don't got nothing to do. Like, we be doing all this shit these niggas be doing already. Like, we need to just start shooting videos. Like, of who? Like, we had some other, that's our other friends was rapping. So we was trying to push them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, we was just playing around in the studio. Like, we used to go chill at the studio. And we just used to just fuck around in the booth, and they like, man, keep going.
I seen you say in one of the interviews that you was thinking about managing one of your other homies or some
That's
shit like
what
that.
It was. Me and him was on some shit like that.
Well, which one of your homies was y'all about to manage?
Who was it? Dante? It was a couple of them.
A couple of them.
It was a lot of, yeah.
MC.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty funny because there's a lot of people who came in the game like that. Like Gucci was trying to manage some artist, and then like,
really?
He was doing reference tracks for him.
Even before
he had never rapped, but he started trying to rap, like show the kid how to rap, and then all of a sudden, boom, he's the rapper.
Damn, that's fire.
That's how it goes down.
I didn't even know that about Gucci.
You just ended up making some horses, and you gotta just keep going.
Yeah.
It wasn't what I wanted to hear.
It wasn't. Like for your homies, it wasn't what you. Didn't you say like you and your homie made a song first and you was this shit's kind of hard.
I made a song on some random shit one time I was getting off on that shit and then I was like fuck it like
That's
a year later
ever
then like a, I only had one song and like it went on SoundCloud or nothing like a year later then
you just emailing it to the homies
I was just texting saying. It to the homies and everybody That's funny. Like that shit hard bro I'm like what the fuck then we just really start going.
I guess that's all the motivation you need is like, you know, the homies tell you it's hard, keep going. You might as well just keep running it up, you know?
That's the only reason I was doing this shit, like, just so the homies cared that shit.
Yeah, for sure. That's what we were doing it for, like, just for us to listen to at first. Like,
God.
Go to the studio, make a song. All right, let's go back to the studio, smoke, get high. And you're getting high, going to the booth, fucking around. We was just getting YouTube beats. Find some shit.
How you feel like the people around you in your neighborhood and shit like reacted to y'all rapping though? Did it take a while before they started to understand that you were really going for it? Or you feel like they're still figuring
it
out?
A little bit.
It took a while.
A little bit because like everybody, I feel like everybody already, we know a lot of people, but it's like you know, everybody know you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They know you for something right now.
For something else, yeah.
For what you do. But now let's say you start fucking building houses or something tomorrow. Right. And then you're like, yeah, I build houses.
Well, let's say
you serious.
Or like if I wanted to start selling drugs right now.
Yeah, or doing something crazy.
I was always a drug dealer, then it would be kind of hard to pivot into being a podcaster. Maybe.
DM. Oh, you rap now?
Oh,
you
do that? Yeah.
That's not that hard.
It's not that hard?
Like, yeah, facts, right?
You got to do like, I don't know.
Whatever.
You shoot videos now, or I don't know, something random,
some
different
other shit,
that you don't do.
Yeah, no.
So it was like kind of took him a minute to take us serious a little bit, but you know, they know who we are now and they take it serious. Everybody in the neighborhood, like
they trying to be in the videos and all that shit.
All that, like we get out the car at his house, 5-6 people out on their porch. Hey,
damn, that's crazy.
Like
that shit be going crazy now.
It's exciting because you know. Everybody always like wants somebody to sort of represent for where they're coming from.
Man, we got it, man. We're right.
You guys are in the sweet spot though, because you're like in the early stages of it all coming together before you have to deal with the like overwhelming fucking you know people being all up in your shit. You know, like you guys are still kind of on the positive side of it. You know, you don't feel like you got to move out the hood yet or none.
Yeah, we about to.
About to.
We already been doing all that like.
Yeah.
We ain't been stuck, like, you know, been
moving around.
Nah, I felt that. Y'all niggas came in the game flexing hella hard, bro. Honestly,
that's what I'm saying. That's why it was this idea to start rapping. Like, what the fuck?
We already living like this anyways. Fuck it.
Been flexing, just niggas when.
But how did you get from like being in school, going to, you know, like playing sports and shit to just flexing so hard? Like, yeah, I'm trying to pick up some sauce, like, man.
When that school and that shit over, football over, now you gotta do some other shit.
Like, you say you went to college out of state?
Yeah.
What college you go to?
I went to Robert Morris University.
Uh-huh. Where is that at?
I played football in Chicago.
Oh, okay. How was like what's the difference between going to school out here and like being in LA and then going to college and playing football and all that shit in another state?
That shit. Nigga wanted to go home every day. I quit that shit every day.
Sun don't never come out.
But I'm like, nigga, this shit free. Like, feel me? Like, nigga can't quit. Like, they paying for this shit.
At that point, was y'all still talking like all the time and like, you know? Yeah, just like,
Snapchat.
Damn, y'all going up?
I'm Snapchat every day.
He's like, fuck that. I'm trying to pull up on y'all.
Niggas going crazy. Y'all. I'm like, nigga, I gotta come home.
So, what, you dropped out? You was like, fuck it?
Nah, I finished. I graduated. Oh, okay.
Damn, all right, for sure. That's real. You thugged it out, though. And, you know, you said, fuck it. I'm gonna make sure I'm done with this shit first.
You guys want to do a song with Odell Beckham Jr.?
Yeah, we could do that.
I rapping? Got you. Yeah, he follows
me. He be
me.
Rapping?
Yeah. He follows me, so I'm gonna hit him up and be like, yo, I got you on some. Some shit.
Yo, that's funny as hell.
Wait, is he rapping or is it his homie? He might have been hitting me up to like interview his friend, I think it was. Yeah, no, I got that. Yeah.
Nigga Odell be rapping?
I didn't. That's what
no,
I'm
No, I think I got it wrong. I think he was hitting me up to tell me his friend rapped and he wanted me to like check his friend's shit out. Man, not him.
His homie better be fire at least, though.
I don't even remember.
He too famous to be DMing niggas like that unless his homie is really unless his homie is really fire, though. You feel me?
DMing podcasters?
Yeah, bro.
That ain't cool.
I don't know, man. But yeah, what was the first song y'all niggas made together, or like just as the whole squad, like as Blue Bucks Clan? You feel me?
It's on SoundCloud. What's it called?
The first one.
That shit on SoundCloud, like way at the bottom. That's the first shit on there.
First John.
Yeah. But is this
first song we ever did?
Is this supposed to be like the blood version of like the Ku Klux Klan?
The blood version.
It is, right?
Why the blood version?
Because it's like you take the Ku Klux Klan, but replace it with all bees.
But it's Blue Bucks Clan though.
Bees, though.
But you're
got nothing to do with no type of
I'm white. I'm trying to figure it
how
out.
How do you feel about them appropriating your culture and calling it the Blue Bucks Clan?
Oh, I was never in the Klan, so I don't know if you knew that. Yeah.
I thought you were, huh?
No.
It don't got nothing to do with gangs at all. It's about money.
Mm.
Money blue now. Like that's what we own. That's what we like. That's what we out there, all of us.
That's what's
so
up.
It's just like
the most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
No, none of us gangbang.
Do people
none
get that confused, though? People think, like, because you say blue or, like, because y'all from L.A. that y'all automatically gangbang?
Niggas be knowing,
sometimes,
though.
Everybody feel like that. Like, you from L.A.? Oh, where y'all from? Like,
yeah. It's like, bro.
What side of the city?
Facts.
We were in like Huntington Park the other day. We got banged on mad times.
But that's, like, on some...
People are coming up to us on some weird-ass shit.
Even, like, out of town people, they're like, oh, well, so we're, like, y'all Bloods, y'all Crips. Like, nigga, none.
I'm God, bro.
So yeah, because like, in L.A., like, that's unheard of until, like recently, sort of.
Like, if you really live, like, in L.A., like, where we live and come up, they expect, you to be from somewhere. Like, where y'all from?
How'd you stay out of that, though?
Sports, football. Sports. Like, shit, we... That's kind of, like, how... We've been so tight, I guess, because since kids, we've been on the same, playing under the same shit, being with each other a lot, you know what I'm saying?
Our coaches followed us to high school.
Yeah, our coaches kept us together, so.
Damn.
They kept us out of it, really. Like, weekends, off season, like, maybe a truck full of us doing something.
Y'all ain't have time to, like, bullshit around and get in trouble.
Get up, weekends. You know what I'm saying? He just pulling up, call your mom, like, go outside. Hell no, it's 7 in the morning or something.
Bro, that's good, yeah.
Nah, that's fire, though. That's fire to have, like, an older role model.
Like, other than that, I mean, I don't know. We all got family and friends that gangbang, so.
Do shit like that.
Niggas just got to do their own things, you feel me?
Yeah.
Your own man, you know.
It's 2020, man. It's time.
I want to do that shit, so.
Yeah, nah, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm trying to stay out the streets myself, you know? Trying to stay away from all this bad shit out there, you know?
Trying to stay away from the streets. Shut your ass up, nigga.
All this weed, all these women, you know, et cetera. So, all right. So, was there like a moment where you guys actually really decided, like, oh, we're going to take it serious as rappers and really try to, like, actually pursue this and try to make this our career and shit? The earthquake?
It wasn't that soon. No, that soon, like, it wasn't that soon. It was. It probably got like 1,000.
Niggas still wasn't caring about this rap shit. It got like
1,000 views.
I say it when we made the clones video.
Yeah, after the clones video.
That's when that shit got serious to me. I'm like, everybody finna see this shit. Like,
yeah, that shit was a movie. Chris, our first video, though. That was our first video.
Chrissy said she saw y'all shit before y'all even put the first tape out, and she was like, oh, like, these niggas going crazy. She didn't say these niggas.
Yeah.
But she said they going crazy. And
we had, like 2 or 3 videos out before the first tape. That's what we were just doing song, drop it.
Bro, the homie Hesh was trying to tell me about y'all when y'all dropped the first tape, but I didn't even hear it yet. And then when I heard the first Clan Way, I was like, yo, this shit is crazy. Who are these niggas? And he was like, the homie's on my head, like, oh, you trying to get on they nuts late. He's like, I've been trying to show you. I'm like, nigga, chill. Feel me? But then, yeah, bro, after y'all dropped the first Clan Way, shit started going crazy, you feel me?
Hell yeah, but it's like, hard. That shit was going crazy, but then we dropped Clan Way too. Mm-hmm. That shit went super crazy. Like, everybody was on that shit.
Nah, for sure, for sure. How did y'all link up with a lot of the other LA artists that have already been doing their thing? And, like, you know, like, y'all had Joe Moses on tape.
Yeah, One Take Jay.
One Take Jay shit. I've been to One Take. When from playing football, like,
wait. Do y'all know Kalen from playing football too? Because Kalen went to like San Diego State and some other shit. Like, nah, but
he played at Dominguez though.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
I went to Centennial. I played with One Take Quan.
Oh, yeah, that's Centennial. The homie. Shout out Quan, man.
But yeah, that's how I knew One Take Jay and shit.
That's fine.
He always been cool. And then who else? Joe Moses?
Yeah, how y'all get the Joe Moses feature?
That's his boy, Joe Moses. He fuck with Joe Moses heavy, so.
That was cool to see on some, like, you know, like, the new LA, kind of, like, with niggas that's been doing it from LA. I'm like, that was cool to, like, link, you know? Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, can I see that lighting?
What about, like, in terms of who you guys been getting beats from? At first, you were just getting YouTube beats, and I noticed you had, like, Cypress on the new project, and... how'd you guys
like load a grade niggas like that?
Yeah,
them niggas just started fucking with that. At first, it was hard as fuck to get a beat. Like, we used to go to the studio, like, fuck, no beat. Like, damn,
yeah, can't do shit.
Y'all was finding YouTube joints?
Just click through.
Yeah. What kind of type beats was y'all searching to get?
Like, random shit.
It's like, LA type beat.
We'll put up like a type of producer type beat or some shit. Yep. And he'll just be sitting back, and I'll just be clicking through, looking back till he'd be like, fuck it, that one. Yeah, okay. Just make up a song right there.
At that clones, that shit was off YouTube.
For real?
Yeah.
Did nigga ever hit up?
Yeah, we bought that shit on YouTube.
Like, later on, that's later on.
No, we got it like as soon as we knew. Like,
I felt that.
Yeah.
I felt that.
But so you have to go and like negotiate with the producer and pay him a rate after the song hits if you use a YouTube beat?
I mean,
I don't know.
They said they knew it.
Not if you buy the beat right out front. Like, boom, give me the
cash them out before we did all that.
Right. Shit, what if the nigga, what if it's like a crazy producer you can't even hit up? Like, it's like he too big or he too, like, you know, like.
Or he's like Russian or some shit.
I don't know, some shit like that, yeah.
You gotta email them niggas or something.
You shouldn't have that shit out there for sale.
Nah, that's facts, huh? That's facts.
I have to email the nigga, he gave me back.
Just take that shit. who do you guys feel like are artists that you would want to work with in terms of, like, L.A. basis? Like, who would be, like, the ideal collabs and shit?
I don't know. I feel like we've been kind of collabing with them. You know, you're going to hear a lot from us and Bino.
Word?
Yeah.
Us
sure.
And Bino, like, that's my.
Super locked in.
You know, shit.
Y'all got anything with Rucci?
Yeah. We got some shit.
I went to middle school with Rucci.
We're going to have some shit with Rucci.
We're going to have some more shit with Rucci. We already got one song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got some more shit with One Take Jay. So.
Shout out Jay, man. Shout out Jay and shout out the whole One Take, actually.
Shout out the homies, man.
Yo, did y'all have to postpone that show in April because of the corona shit?
Hopefully they unlock it right up.
Man, right
a couple
like,
days before.
That'd be fire.
How is the coronavirus, which I had actually forgot about for a moment there, how is that actually...
I've been forgetting about that shit too.
Yeah, man. I forgot about it for like a half hour. How is that infecting you guys in terms of your day-to-day? Like, especially being up-and-coming artists, it's got to be annoying as fuck.
It's slowing some shit up for us right now, but like you said, I've been kind of forgetting about it. Like the last 3 days, we've been doing crazy shit.
You been going out?
No, we've been
in the crib
just
doing
working.
Crazy.
We been in the, you know.
Honestly, the ash on the table. Fuck
it. We been doing all kind of shit in the house.
how fast did y'all record the Clan Virus tape? Like, how long did it take y'all to do that? Like a little EP?
2 weeks.
Yeah. We didn't plan to do that like that. That was just like a couple of little leftovers.
That's just like the last
two or three leftover
made.
Songs. Then we did two new songs.
Yeah, but I'd say you dropped the coronavirus bar.
We're supposed to save this shit.
Just made this.
And then this shit start happening, this virus, and then they postpone the show, and it's like people.
That's like, what to be our first big show.
Shit from. It's like, damn, so we like, fuck it. Let's put a little tape together.
But that is crazy. You guys, like, what the fuck does that mean? You said, I got the coronavirus on the bottom of my shoes or some shit. What does that mean? Yeah. I was thinking about
sick,
that earlier.
Sick
shoes, yeah.
I thought, because they was bleeding, you know, they like some red bottoms or some shit. Tape, whatever you want it to be. That's fire.
Dying, sick.
My shoes ain't been sick in a while, so I don't really know what that's like.
You got Prada's on right now.
I know, but they just slid.
He tried to cap. Like he had some regular shit.
This was like the easiest thing to grab as I was walking out the door.
Oh, that's just how y'all living, huh?
You know.
I got old Jordans on. I don't know what y'all niggas talking about. I'm trying to catch up to y'all niggas, man.
Damn, we gotta help House Phone get fresh 2020.
Yeah, I gotta leave the J's alone and get on my designer shit, man.
I was thinking of starting a GoFundMe for you.
Yo, relax.
No,
I got Palm Angels on though too. Don't play me, man.
How much are those?
I mean, like I got them for the low, but they,
how much did it cost if you go in the store?
You feel me? Like
$1,000 for the whole suit.
You feel me? I didn't. Man, oh God, for real though.
How much you go in the store?
In the store they probably what, like four.
What the fuck?
Four for the pants, maybe five for the jacket, some shit like that.
I gotta try
something like that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It might be more than that. Yeah.
I avoided the whole off-white thing.
Yeah?
Of course.
1,000 for Palm Angels pants?
Damn, for like
700, 800.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Especially if you get like some crazy collab ones or some shit. Like, yeah.
Walking, you're like a walking piece of art at that point. You can't afford to spend.
I paid like 200 for these ones. I got these from the Hum, you know, from the Hummy type shit.
Man, I was fucked up my sweater before this, man.
Yo, this nigga had the brand new off-white hoodie on. Got the juice on it.
Kool-Aid for real?
Not the juice, but some juice.
Oh, that hurts.
That's cool, though. Shout out No Jumper.
Got the No Jumper tee on still.
Yo, but that's a good question, though, is you guys experiment with drugs on a regular basis? What's the status
smoke
of that?
Weed, man.
That's it?
Drink I smoke.
1942 here and there. They drink more, but, yeah. You know, being...
You said you ain't pop no perks, but I heard you say something about a perk. So I'm like, these niggas are on different shit.
Make up your mind.
That's all. I mean, see, no, everybody their own man.
So it's like
everybody their own man. Y'all do your own thing.
Nah, that's facts. That's facts.
You can't follow the next nigga what he do.
Oh God.
He don't smoke at all.
I used to smoke all day.
Smoke 24/7.
Yeah.
Pass me the wood.
The niggas you ever forget, you just pass it to him like, oh.
And then I don't really drink like all day unless like we at the house or like. Unless it's cool, like I ain't just drinking for nothing. Or
yeah, niggas be trying to get chilling, you just get drunk you know for no reason. Sometimes, like
I barely like take a couple shots, two, three shots.
If I'm with some bitches and we out drinking, I'm just not at the crib drinking by myself though. Like niggas,
nah, not by myself.
Nah, I'll get a bottle for.
I don't even drink with the homies though. Like,
vibe, it'd be cool.
If I'm with the bitches though, they trying to drink.
I keep telling the same story. Last time I tried to drink with some girls, one of them got so drunk halfway through the podcast, she was puking in the bathroom, and that was kind of the end.
That was
of
the
it.
Last time you like got drunk.
Shit.
I actually probably that was the last time. I only had like a few shots that night, but those girls had a few shots and they were fucking done.
Yeah, but them hoes is on Zans and all types of shit though. So that's the time of bitches they beat, you know. So
wow,
you ain't fucking with no Zans.
No,
don't need to be that crazy.
Oh God, man.
Stay away from
that. Gotta leave that shit alone.
House Phone did that so y'all wouldn't have to go through.
Yeah, I went through that a long time ago, man.
Yeah, he
bitches playing with their nose. Leave that shit alone. Feel me?
You ain't doing none of that.
Nah, for real.
What's wrong with that?
See, I'm not fucking with no Potterhead bitches in. No.
No?
Those are the funnest bitches. I'm gonna come clean.
No. I don't believe you at all.
Those are the funnest bitches, bro.
I don't know. We might not know. We don't be having it for them when they hang with us.
Bitches do be really on that shit.
You never know. We don't be having it.
No, fool.
Just know if they both go to the bathroom, they in that bitch for like 10 minutes, they not taking no shit.
If you got coke, the world is your oyster. Like, there's a lot of dudes out there that are getting a lot of pussy just because they got a lot of coke. It's a scary fucking path to go down, but
yeah, it's not lit. Bro.
That's real talk.
Somebody pull it out, bitches get excited and shit.
Yeah,
bitches be going up.
What's up? Where are you from?
Bitches like, hi, my name is.
He said, where are you from?
That's what House Phone's getting by on.
Nah,
that's dope, man.
Nah, I used to just slang it to everybody, for real, for real.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
I slang it to this nigga. That's how I met this nigga.
No comment.
I'm exposing everything.
Trap talk. That's trap talk right there.
Nah, I used to be at the little weird warehouse parties going crazy. Nah, I used to be.
still in there. Yeah, that's your whole world, bro. Now you just have the cha-cha.
I'm trying to be at the club, but these niggas be at the club going crazy.
You guys
crazy.
Go to the club?
Hell yeah.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Damn, all right. That's tight.
They be in the section.
Every fucking, all the time.
Wait.
Right now, we can't go to the fucking club.
Wait, why I keep saying y'all make niggas leave the club? Like, it's because y'all beating them up in the club? Nah, but I just,
they look at them and they realize they're wild.
Nah, we just be throwing too much bread. Like, at the strip club.
It's just
throwing too much bread,
yeah, you know?
Like, see niggas get up out of there.
That. One thing, what made me come up with that shit was like one day we was at the club, right? We was chilling this day, like it wasn't even cracking yet. Yeah. We had a strip club, and out of nowhere, you know, it'll just popping.
Thunderstorm.
Floyd walked in, gang of people, and we thought we was like, you know, we doing whatever. Floyd, like, I'm like, damn, this nigga gonna make us leave. I just said that, like, hey, they throwing. Everybody with them got like 10 bands.
Nah.
And there's like 30 people with them.
They go crazy.
And they take over the section and shit. I'm like, all right, we're going to start
the security guard throwing bread.
We're going to start making niggas leave. Like, make it to be like, damn, man, we might as well leave. All the bitches went over there to their section. They got all the money.
Just to impress a bunch of dirty ass hoes. All that money, man. What the fuck are they doing?
Boy, made niggas shake.
I don't understand that. That's the last thing I would want to do.
They say he could use that like as a tax write off, though.
Damn.
I guess. Or sometimes they have deals with the club where like they get to throw money and it gets reimbursed or some shit. Yeah. Right?
Like they they giving them the bread to throw for promotion type shit.
I mean, Floyd got the money to spend though. That's
for sure.
He's definitely got the deep pockets if he wants
for
to.
Sure.
Y'all shot one of y'all videos at Sam's. Was it LAX? But one of them. That's what I'm saying. I be knowing all these bitches in there, so I'm not about to go up in there and like do the extras, man. You feel me?
What do you got to do to shoot a video at a strip club in LA?
Yeah, that's a real question.
You just ask them, like, hey, can we
we
film?
We plugged in that motherfucker. Like, we always used to go.
God, yeah.
They know us, like.
Oh, okay.
Y'all ever been to Palms in, like, Long Beach? I was supposed to shoot a video there. That should be going up low-key. Damn, free the clubs, man. Damn, I forgot about all that right now.
Oh, they're all going under.
Damn, they might be, yeah, for real.
I mean, maybe. We don't know.
Cheetahs, Crazy Girl. They got bread though, man. They gonna be all right.
When people start going to them again,
it's gonna be too crazy. Just me, bro. I'm not even ready for it. I might stay in the crib, bro.
About to start having house parties soon. Everybody gonna be like, "Fuck that shit, bro!" Like, if they do another month or so, like,
niggas is gonna be having house functions. You right?
If everybody starts going out,
I ain't
though,
that should stop me.
Like, if everybody starts going out, I'm gonna definitely give it at least a few weeks or months,
and
be like, "All right, I'm gonna pull. Wait, let's see if you guys all reinfect each other, and then maybe I'll come out the house."
Facts.
I'm not trying to be the one that just gets it by just coming outside
just going
right away.
Yeah.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
People getting that shit from staying in the house by themselves.
Anyway.
They got an Amazon package.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't
know. Can't worry about
that
shit.
That's weird.
I don't know.
How do you get infected with the clan virus, though? That's the real question. What's the symptoms of catching the clan virus?
Gotta be a nigga.
Gotta get some money.
Gotta
get some blues.
Yeah, I thought I had it.
Gotta get some blues, man. Your hands
virus. Itching for the blues.
Shit won't stop.
Nah, I felt that.
When they came out with the Blue Hunters, that was a big day in rap music because then everybody started talking about just having blue money and
blue
shit. That just changed shit up. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody really likes the name. I saw when y'all was on Power 106, that nigga Nick Cannon was laughing like, yo, I like this name, bro. How was that, like, being from L.A., you feel me?
That shit was... That
being
shit,
on, like, L.A. radio.
That shit was cool. That shit was fast. Like, that shit don't really seem
did
like...
Did y'all know it was about to come on that day and all that shit?
He hit us the night before, like
shout out DJ Charisma.
Yeah, DJ Charisma.
Shout out to her,
man. Play our music 9 a.m. and it's like 10 at night.
Wow.
Real.
That's why we had got that cook. We were like,
yeah. Oh, the chef?
Yeah, we had a real chef.
Man, shout out to Insta. I'm trying to get it all chefs. Chef Instagram. You know, let's go.
I just want to say I think it's over for hand washing or for handshaking. Sorry, hand washing is up. Hand washing or hand shaking is over. And I think Sharon Blunt's is going to be greatly declined.
I think it already was, kind of. Yeah.
Personals only.
Yeah. I smoke with the real, real homies, but can't just be hitting anybody random blunt.
Outside the On Some Shit store on Melrose? Oh, my God. Think about how many people probably got coronavirus out there before we shut down.
I used to be off the shits, and I used to, you know, share cigarettes with some, like, bitch I just met. You feel me? Yeah. Bitch, oh, yeah. Like, oh, you got a Newport? I'm like, I got you, bitch.
You still do that.
Nah, I don't even smoke cigarettes.
Like, you taking fake Xans from fans, too.
I've definitely taken a press Xan from some random fan before. Me
too. Yeah. Scary.
Bro, this nigga, we was at the Roxy a long time ago, bro. We used to do this, just like monthly show at the Roxy, bro.
What are you about to say?
This nigga came up to me and this bitch trying to give us some coke, bro, but that nigga had meth and was trying to get this bitch meth, bro. Same thing. He was outside chopping it up with Adam. He like, yo, you want? I'm like, bro, get away from this nigga, bro. This nigga's out here
trying to give me meth.
Yeah, he's trying to give everybody meth, bro.
Ruin my life. I'll end up just fighting everybody at the show or some shit.
But he was like a little young Mexican nigga, bro. He looked like he was like 15, bro. Just out here trying to get niggas meth at the show.
But bro, meth is everywhere. In the hood? Yeah, he just trying
to give him some bread. Nah, he was off the meth. He wasn't like trying to sell it to us. He was like trying to function. Bro, he was trying to party. Like, yo, bro, here, hit this. I'm like, nah, chill.
Y'all ever sold meth?
Yo,
no, what?
Don't sell nothing, man.
No.
Selling raps, man. I asked this question, but I didn't really ask this question. How is y'all pulling up with Bentleys, Teslas, every video? Like, what are y'all? Wait, what did you say? You said we pulling up the Sprinters. We ain't even toured yet. Like, what? Like,
you got an Armenian car connect or something?
All that shit. Like, that's why we like when we got you seen on video. Like, we did all that.
You got Tevo in the building right now.
Shout out Tevo LaRon.
It'd been nice we did shit that I wish was on camera. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Like, damn, we gotta start doing something. Like, I'm telling you, in the club, anywhere, like anywhere we go.
Yeah. Do y'all always throw bread out in the crowd when y'all do performances? Nah. I seen y'all do that at the Roxy or some shit like that, right?
Well, like twice.
We did that shit like two times.
So you can make a rant at the strip club on a bunch of random girls you don't know, but you can't make a rant on your fans.
That's what they was doing.
That's what I was doing.
Throw this in the club anyway.
I see more people going crazy for that. Like, the strippers is expecting that already. You feel me?
They don't even be dancing. They just be.
We won't be trying to throw water on the fans and shit, man. throwing money on them.
Yeah, that's when the promoters. Like that. That's when the promoters get mad too. You get the speakers wet and shit. They like, bro, like.
This fool stage dived wearing steel toe boots and put a hole in some kid's head.
Nah, that's not what happened.
It isn't?
I stage dove and I had the mic in my hand and it hit the nigga forehead, bro. And I kicked another nigga in the face. Bro, I did not mean. Shout out to the goddamn to the observatory, Orange County, bro.
For not throwing you for in jail not, after
yeah.
that,
the nigga. They was on my ass, bro.
Right? Did some shit there.
At the observatory.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
That's like a rite of passage. You feel me? You gotta go.
You gotta. If your career is successful in the rap game, that means you're gonna play at the observatory so many times that you'll get so goddamn sick of seeing that back room.
You'll be sick of eating Raisin Cane's, all that shit.
They always get Cane's. What is that?
Cane's.
That's why I don't even eat Cane's no more, because niggas used to be at the observatory like once a week.
Damn, the observatory ruined Cane's for you? That hurts.
No, I'm just saying, like, I'm not going out my way to go to Cane's, because it's right there.
I'm going to Cane's.
I've been there all the time.
Cane's good, though, every time.
Which ain't no Cane's in L.A.? The one in Downey? That's the only one that's close?
Yeah. I don't go to that shit like that. I'm right there.
No, nah, that's
fact,
like
in Lakewood or some shit, too, I think.
Yeah, yeah, facts, actually.
I'm going to hit Lakewood to get some lunch.
The same street, same city.
Nah, that's facts. It's right next door, yeah.
If you drive to Downey to get a chicken sandwich, that better be
It's close to me, though. I'm in Hawthorne.
Popeye's gonna be packed no more. That shit still be good, too.
Yo, they really, that's where the virus started, bro. They was putting that shit in the sandwiches, bro.
I heard that shit, too. I was like, that's true.
I didn't eat that many, though, how people was going crazy of them.
I had it like
I
once.
I barely
bro.
Tried
like
it.
Like two of them motherfuckers.
You know, when it calmed down.
Oh, God, I had it like twice.
I had that maybe. Breaking bad fried chicken stuff the other day. What's it called?
Los Pollos Hermanos, my nigga.
I'm swear.
Where did you find that
it's
at?
It's just
bro?
On Postmates.
Is they doing this right now still?
I think it's on there still, yeah. It was
bro,
great.
I need that. That was my favorite show, bro.
Breaking Bad?
Yeah, yes, yeah. Bro. They have like a real life version
of the
restaurant.
They got the restaurant and they doing it on Postmates.
I got it. It's not. I'm pretty sure it's not actually owned by a meth dealer. Speaking of meth, but remember Gus?
Yeah, yeah. Gus is fried. Wait, Gus
looked like
fried
Obama.
Oh, you're talking about the nigga from the show? Yeah. He really was Obama, yeah. Facts.
He looked like Obama, kind of, right?
Nah, facts. They like, I ain't never seen. Y'all seen this shit?
You ever seen Breaking Bad? Oh, that's good.
I've seen it maybe once or twice. But
bro, if y'all really tap in, it's just fire.
If you really want to get inspired by some drug dealing pursuits, watch that shit, if you want to just see somebody really fuck their life up off some
puffs. Nah, but he ran it up, though. He ain't fucking. I mean, he fucked it up. But
in the long run, yeah. He ended up stuck in a fucking in a cottage in New Hampshire.
The nigga had like cancer though. Like he like what else is he gonna do, bro? He just ran it up. Like,
I mean, you can do a lot of things besides selling meth.
Hey, shout out him, man. Shout out to him.
That was lit.
What's up, man? What could we expect new from the clan, man? What else y'all got working on? New tape on the way.
Anything, man. Never know.
Videos.
We just trying to let some little time go by, man.
Yeah, we didn't drop so much shit.
Yeah.
We got too much shit out.
Soak it in.
Y'all came out the gate.
He ain't even on it all yet, you know, so.
Man, yeah. I listened to like at least three projects multiple times.
He ain't even heard the Adam line. Adam 22 line.
Keep passing like I'm Adam and got no jumper.
Oh, shit. What song is that on?
That's exactly.
Damn, I didn't hear that.
It's funny because
you're supposed to play that for me.
I sent you the clip. It's right in our text thread right here.
God damn it.
You know what's funny? I screenshot it. I screen recorded it just for that part.
Oh, it's an old one?
So you can hear it.
You gotta say something like, I keep the 22 like Adam. That's not some shit like that. Because then people think I got the 22 on
it. I got it right here.
I might. I don't know. It depends on the day. Are you gonna go find the example just to prove this?
I got it, yeah.
Oh, I remember this, yeah.
Woo! I keep passing that's with these one. Cards like I'm Kurt Warner.
Who is that? I don't know. Who's Kurt Warner?
I mean, honestly, I don't know either.
Playing for the Cardinals.
Oh, shit, okay.
I don't know either. Who's Todd Gurley?
Running back for the Rams.
You don't know who Todd Gurley is?
Bro, 30. I really don't watch those sports, bro.
But y'all know all that Breaking Bad shit.
No, you always meet people. You'll always be meeting somebody and be like asking them about like a show or some music or some shit. Like, oh, the security guard Austin at the old store. We'd be asking him about mad music shit, and he'd just be like, I'm gonna be real with you. I just play football, and I ain't really paid attention to that much else in my life. I'm like, fuck school.
Y'all know who the players in the Lakers is? Like, no, damn.
I heard LeBron.
See, that mean y'all don't
understand. Kobe.
Nah, but I do, though. I know when you.
LA. How y'all don't know y'all? Todd
Gurley played for the LA players. He just got traded.
I know. I got to tap in, bro.
Shout out to Todd, man.
I know when y'all talking about sports reference because of the line before, and then you just say a nigga name, and I'm like, this must be. You feel me?
Not even that. Shit.
Everything I know about sports is from rap lyrics.
Facts.
Which is a really bad way to learn about sports because you just learn a bunch of random names.
You was fucking the same hoes as somebody Cook, some Quinn Cook, some shit like that.
Lakers point guard.
See,
Quinn
that's what I'm saying.
You should know. I feel like you wear Jordans and shit. I wear Vans, so I don't have to. I don't have to know this shit.
Bro, I stopped watching basketball like when Kobe was playing still. You feel me?
They probably don't know who Chad Musk is.
How the fuck y'all not amused by that? Like, we had Kobe.
That's what I'm saying. That's the last time. That's when I stopped.
Winning championships, though. Y'all wasn't watching that?
I was watching that. I know Kwame Brown. I know old niggas like that. But I don't know, like, nothing right now.
So when LeBron came, that didn't make y'all like, all right, let me see what they doing.
Nah, because
I didn't even know.
Okay, now he's tripping. He's tripping now.
Yeah. What's that shit all about? Weird. That's what you be on.
Yeah.
The duster?
The condom?
No, not that. That shit. That little thing.
Yeah, the ball and stick. I know of all things to be into, it's like, why shouldn't I be more into like watching basketball? I got something I could talk about with everybody. Damn.
Bet, all kind of
I already
shit.
Watch yeah, basketball.
All bet, too.
Bro, I got mad jerseys. All that. I be flexing, bro.
It's cool, but I watch football. Like,
yeah. I'm a Larry Bird guy.
If it that's because you're from the East Coast. That's why.
I'm racist, yeah. Just Larry Bird. It's all Larry Bird. No, I'm just kidding. John Stockton.
All right. Who's your favorite teams in? Just all
Kevin
the LA
McHale?
Teams?
Nah.
You got any other teams that niggas are like at home is mad that you like?
Chris Mullin.
I like the Cowboys. Oh.
Why the
niggas
Cowboys?
Don't like that. Niggas don't like that.
Good metro.
You said, why though?
Yeah, why the Cowboys?
My dad was a Cowboys fan, like, so I just grew up like watching them niggas.
Yo, niggas be taking that shit crazy seriously. Pack. That's what I'm saying.
Shout out to Metro.
Metro Pack? Man, I need that. Tap
people
in.
Got fucking wild ass bags these days. Oh, Metro Bloomin.
Yes,
Metro Bloomin.
Wait, so Bloomin, he got a girl with a Comme des Garçons shirt on, Colin. That's a good sign. 3 minutes is cannabis and Bloomin.
This is the Kush podcast. I sparked up one of your joints, my bad.
That's all good.
I assumed you ain't give a fuck. You
this
me?
Is such a high quality bag. It's
yeah, man,
very
good,
thick.
Good biscotti for you, man.
Yeah, it's good for you.
Y'all got anybody y'all want to shout out? Any special thanks? Anybody?
I miss smoking blunts, and you didn't have to break up the weed as much as you do with this.
Mm. Yeah, you broke that shit all the way
if
up.
If you're rolling the woods, you don't got to break it up that much. That's nice. Anyway.
So, man, with y'all wasn't even there. I went over there looking for you. We had our release party at the little store.
Oh,
the
you know,
for real?
Bro, yes. That's the homie that really told me about y'all.
200 people was out there, like.
That shit went crazy.
Oh, shit. Sure. I think the shop, we already moved from the shop by then.
We moved yet.
No?
A couple days, though.
Damn. We moved out, and then the shit shut down like a week later.
What?
Because of the coronavirus. Like, we were out, and then boom, it's closed. It's like, there was like a 1 week
that
period.
That shit went crazy up at bro's shop, too. He told me about y'all a long time ago, too, actually.
Damn, he got the fire merch. I need that hoodie. That thing's sick.
Yeah, the Blue Bucks?
I'm going to bring you one, but I'm bringing all y'all one.
Yeah. Oh, shit, that's fire.
Yeah, man, y'all can get y'all some shit at
Hey, the Uggs is crazy. I'm going to come clean. I'm fucking with them.
ShopBlueBucksClan.com, or, you know what I'm saying, if you local, you can pull up on us and grab this one. You know,
I'm about to start the Blue Uggs Clan.
Blue Bucks.
Yo,
pull up with some Blue Uggs, man. Fuck it.
You got the merch going. That shit fire, too.
Yeah, that's
for sure, man. Appreciate y'all pulling up for sure, though, because, man, niggas been fucking with y'all for a minute, so appreciate y'all pulling up.
Appreciate y'all having us, man.
Yeah, man, it's good. That was a good one. Yeah, the music's crazy. I'm a fan. I appreciate it. House Phone put me on. Thank you to House Phone for that.
You already know, man.
First time you ever put me on some shit.
That's cap. That's cap. I was in the YouTube comments. I was seeing a couple, like, House Phone brought me here. I'm like, man, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh, somebody brought a lot of people here.
Bro, somebody DM'd me earlier and was like, thank you for putting me on. I'm like, they was already doing their shit. I just, you know. I'm just putting y'all on to the weird white niggas that follow me.
It was that little podcast shit I did.
That's a good demographic, though. The weird white kids that watch this shit.
You need the weird white kids, too. You feel me? Y'all got the streets on lock already.
Shout out to all the weird white kids.
Yeah, shout out to y'all, man.
I'm one of y'all.
Let me see how to do the thing, though.
I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you after this, for sure. I got you.
What's so tight about that shit?
Oh, it's fun, bro. It's fun. I'm going to give you a lesson, for sure.
I bet you I beat you. Man.
You want to do the outro?
Hey, man, it's been motherfucking No Jumper, Blue Bucks Clan.
No Jumper, all passes.
No. NoJumper.com/store. Go buy some merch. Blue Bucks Clan. Merch.
BlueBucksClan.com,
man.
Just NoJumper Clan in his bits, man.
NoJumper.com.
Merch. Yep, man. Shout
out to everybody fucking with us, man.
That's funny. NoJumper.com. Like, comment, subscribe. Hope you guys enjoyed this video. If you want one of these, you know where to go. And then NoJumper Facebook too. Link is down in the description. Some good stuff going on over there. Appreciate y'all watching this.